In Kisumu, Kenya's third largest city, job seekers are willing to consider doing almost anything, even things they have not studied for. William Okello and a wife, Margaret Adhiambo, trained in textile spinning and hand weaving at the National Council of Churches of Kenya Textile College in Nairobi in 1977. They married and settled in the Nyalenda slums of Kisumu. With no jobs available for any textile manufacturers, they took manual work to survive and build a successful business. This is how they did it.
Since the slogan of the day was, no work, no wages, the daily payment depended on the amount of work one does in a day. We worked in bookshops or cloth shops. We worked as casual laborers doing jobs such as arranging goods in the stores and packing merchandise for retail and wholesale agents. Our employers were Asian business people living in Kisumu town. The day's sales were low, meaning little work, less payment.
The duo used their savings to buy a second-hand sewing machine. Adhiambo began repairing worn-out clothes for slum dwellers, including women and children, while Okello continued working in town. In 1980, the British government donated to the couple an old manual loom made out of wood. Despite financial constraints, Okello says they started developing plans for creating their own weaving business and began manufacturing new clothes with a loom.
To begin the weaving venture, we saved United States dollars 12.5, which we used to buy the first 100 meters of yarn from Kisumu cotton mills. Without employees, the two of us started weaving in the rented house. However, we were still doing some tailoring, which paid for the rented house.
At the time, business agreements between farmers and the large factories made it difficult for small-scale business to buy local cotton. The crop, which relied on seasonal rains, was in short supply. There was also insufficient transport and storage to preserve it. Adhiambo looked for alternatives.
Cotton was expensive to buy. We decided to purchase wool from the wool center at Nakuru town in Kenya's Rift Valley province, a distance of 190 kilometers east of Kisumu town. Still, it was difficult and expensive, buying 200 kilogram bales for $400.
In 1987, the business found markets and flourished. With their success, the couple eventually established a new factory at the Nyamasari Market, located on the highway connecting Kisumu to the capital, Nairobi.
We bought a 3-acre piece of land and constructed a home of our home, workshop, tailoring room, and display shop.
Kapendeza Weaving Enterprise was now born with Okello as its manager. The plan and trains staff who spin, dye, weave, and tailor clothing and other products, including placemats for the table, dresses, shirts, trousers, tablecloth, napkins, shower curtain, cups, purses, and cushion covers. Adhiambo says they in turn are displayed, packed, stored, or taken to buyers overseas.
Kapendeza has come up with products designed to meet local and international market demands. The major buyers are expatriates and tourists from international countries like the United States, Canada, and Britain.
Despite the impressive progress made in developing the business, Okello, who is also the company technician, says various challenges like access to machines and accessories still hinder growth.
Primary components and the integral parts of the looms, like benches, heddles, shuttles, and bobbin winders, are not available in Kenya. They have to be imported from Sweden, Australia, and New Zealand. Importation of goods from developed countries to a developing like Kenya is very expensive.
Kapendeza is a successful example of small farm providing employment and tax revenues to the government. With a staff of 24 people each earning about $125 per month, the small-scale enterprise also helps its local unemployment and provides income for purchasing goods, including cotton from local farmers. The two entrepreneurs say government policies could help others follow in their foot step. For example, they say small businesses need loans and will benefit by an end to imports of second-hand clothes, which are cheaper than newly manufactured ones. Young people will also benefit from government support for textile colleges. They are optimistic that with their right support, African designs using local cotton can find a global market. For VOA Africa, I am Ajanga Hayesi in Kisumu, Kenya.